Dear friends, Elijah in the first reading represents each and every one of us, inasmuch as at some point in our lives we have been frustrated, inasmuch as at some point in our lives we have wondered, why me? Why did God choose me to be here? Why did God choose me to do this? Why did God choose me to say this? Why did God choose me at all? Why did he even create me? We are Elijah. Elijah was tired. He was frustrated. He had done the work of God. And what did he get in reward? His life was being threatened by the queen and the king and the soldiers. He was on the run. He was tired. He was hungry. And he gave up. He fell into despair. He grieved the Holy Spirit that was given to him, as Paul is telling us in the second reading, not to do at all. Dear friends, we are Elijah. Life will not always be smooth. We will come up against frustrations. We will come up against stumbling blocks. We will come up against failures from time to time. But let us remember that we are not alone. Especially when we have done all that we can. Especially when we know we are on the right, when we know we have done the right things, when we know we have done our very best and things don't work, let us remember that God is still with us. Let us remember that the one who shepherds us is watching, is suffering with us. Let us remember that we can also draw strength from the bread of life, which this course we have started since last week or 2 weeks' time, or 2 weeks ago, sorry. Jesus continues to reiterate that he is the bread of life, that we draw strength from this bread of the Eucharist. Dear friends, let us remember that always, because Elijah, even in his frustration, he remembered and he cried out to the one who gave him that duty. Elijah did not abandon God. He asked God, yes, he said, take my life. I am tired. I've given up. But still, he channeled that frustration back to the one from whom he draws strength. I remember also that it happened to Moses in the Bible, Numbers chapter 11, from verse 11 downwards, when Moses was frustrated with Israel after seeing all of the miracles of God, even when they were getting manna from heaven. Israel began to complain, oh, now manna is not enough, we want meat. Give us meat. Give us meat. And Moses was tired and frustrated. He turned to God again. He went back and vented his frustration on the one from whom he draws strength. Why have you burdened me with these people? What have I done to you? What have I done wrong that you will place the burden of these people on me? Verse 15, he said, take my life. It is too much. Let us not ask God to take our lives, dear friends. Let us remember that we are not alone. And God gave strength to Elijah by providing food for Elijah to eat. And he told him, eat, lest the journey to where you will find solace be too much for you. That is what God is telling us today, dear friends. To always draw strength. Otherwise, the journey of life will be too much for us. And like I keep echoing, let us remember that even in those frustrations and annoyance and anger, we are not alone. Have we tried in life? Yes, we have. Think about when family doesn't work, when children do not work, when parents do not work, when brothers and sisters do not work, when relationships with friends do not work. Are we tired and frustrated? Let us come back and relate it to the person from whom we draw strength, just like Elijah did. Just like Moses, that I just gave the example, did. And as Jesus also did in the gospel. Let us remember that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Eucharist, from time to time he will withdraw. He will withdraw to recharge himself, to draw strength once more from the love and the unity of the Most Holy Trinity. The gospel has numerous passages where it says he withdrew to a quiet place to pray. Let us always take time to withdraw to quiet places to pray. In this parish, we also have quiet times. There's the mass, the very structured prayer. But on Monday nights, we have adoration. On Monday nights, we can come and be with Jesus at the exposition from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and draw that strength once more and vent our frustration. We have to be real about where we are. We have to be real about what is going on in our lives. We cannot pretend to God. We cannot come to God and, I'm afraid to tell God that I'm angry. Not at all. Tell God when you are angry. Tell God when you are frustrated. Tell God when you are confused. He knows already, even before we voice it. Because God knew that Elijah, our brother, was frustrated. And that was why he was ready with the food for the journey. God knows immediately where we are in life. And he already has food for the journey for each and every one of us. Let us come to draw that strength. Let us come to draw with God that helps us to go through life, even though there may be stumbling blocks. And when there is joy, let us come with thanksgiving to God. When there is joy and success, let us remember who placed us on the path of that success. Let us remember who it is that thinks for us and saves us from every stumbling block. Let us come in thanksgiving to the Eucharist for the successes that we have in life. Nothing will ever be too great for us, dear friends, if we remember that we do not walk this life alone. If we remember that our reception of Holy Communion is once more reaffirming and drawing strength from God for the food for the journey of this life. As long as we remember that, nothing, and I repeat, nothing will be too great for us. May the peace of the Lord be with you.